Item number 12 is from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $85,621.18 to Michael Best of Friedrich for attorney fees in Milwaukee County versus the Clark case number 12CV350. This was also referred to the Judiciary and Safety Committee, which approved it on a vote of 7-0. For informational purposes for you, this money would be coming out of the contingency fund.
Mr. Chairman, again, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. This is the, well, let me back up. As you'll recall, there was a lawsuit filed against the sheriff back in January of this year to enforce the layoff notices of deputy sheriffs that had been issued by the Department of Human Resources. We were in front of you a couple of months ago requesting approval to pay the invoice from Attorney Whitcomb, who was representing the sheriff in that litigation. As you'll recall, the circuit court judge found that Corporation Counsel had a conflict of interest in that case and required us to get outside counsel. It had to be done on an emergency basis because everything was moving quickly in the case. And in fact, you'll see all the charges on this invoice relate to work done in January in 1 month. We went to Michael Best and Friedrich because of expertise of a couple of lawyers in that office with respect to issues regarding the sheriff's constitutional authority. They worked on those issues in prior cases and were familiar with that law, so we didn't have to get them up to speed. And they came in and they handled at least a handful of various court appearances. There were multiple court appearances that they handled before the matter was held in abeyance for the arbitration, which ultimately ruled on the number of deputies to be laid off. And then ultimately the case was dismissed because the goal was accomplished of achieving the layoffs that were required. The Michael Best and Friedrich's invoices, actually, they had time that carried over into February as well. They've agreed not to submit that charge or those charges and have just asked for reimbursement of the charges in January. We have given you an itemized invoice. It has been redacted partially. We've taken some of the descriptions of the work done out to maintain attorney work product and attorney client privilege, where they reference strategy and things like that. But most of the, or a large part of the invoice description is here. And we would ask for approval of payment of this. We do not have a budget item for this, and so we have asked for it to come from the appropriation for contingencies. It was a rather unusual, it fits the definition of a unusual emergency kind of contingency situation. And it is, I believe, the last charge related to that lawsuit.
Move concurrence.
Supervisor Alexander moves to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Safety and Drug Services Committee. Supervisor Schmidt and Supervisor Haas.
Thank you. I think you have a question, Mr. Chairman. I know this is separate from Attorney Whitcomb's. We've approved that already. Did that just to refresh me, please? And maybe for the committee to, is that out of contingencies or that out of your litigation?
Attorney Whitcomb's invoices, I believe, came out of the Sheriff's Department budget.
And I guess I would ask here, are we still in that philosophical gray area as far as when you can represent the sheriff or not individually, or is that just a real specific case that we had and we don't see this in the future?
I mean, Mr. Chairman,
last case,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I have to be careful. I don't want to impugn the integrity of the court, but we disagree with the circuit court's decision. And we don't believe we had a conflict of interest. But it was the circuit court's decision. We had to abide by it. We are going to have these issues. As you know, we still have these issues, and particularly with respect to the sheriff's office and the sheriff. At some point, I hope to get them resolved through court action, but it hasn't happened yet. We do have continuing disputes with Attorney Whitcomb and the sheriff over his representation of the sheriff and his charges for representation of the sheriff. Again, I'm hopeful those will be resolved by a court decision. If not, it'll end up coming before the county board.
I guess to get back on track, I would say that this is, you don't have a choice in this matter. It's about the whole length of the future conference. I would concur with the issue with the 7-0 on this matter. I'm sorry, thank you. Thank you.
With respect to this particular case, has there been a resolution?
Mr. Chairman, the case is resolved. The case is dismissed. the deputy sheriffs were laid off pursuant to the arbitration decision. However, as you'll note from the last item we just took up, the deputy sheriffs have since then filed a new lawsuit trying to force a recall of deputy sheriffs, and that lawsuit is pending. And they have also filed a lawsuit to overturn the arbitration award, and that lawsuit is pending. So technically speaking, this case is done, but there are still follow-up cases following it related to it. So.
Okay, we have a motion for concurrence. Any other comments, questions? Supervisors Hostin, Joseph, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grady, I apologize, I may have stated this. Would these payments be coming, you said, from the Sheriff's Department budget? Or would they be coming contingency? Where specifically would this one?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, this payment is being requested from the appropriation for contingencies. The prior payment to Attorney Whitcomb that you approved previously came from the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. And then I presume there's ample funding in the contingency reserve for this purpose?
Yeah, correct. There's about $988,000 presently for contingencies right now to the end of the year. And previously there was budgeted $250,000
in litigation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Could you tell us what Whitcomb's fee was in this matter?
I don't know if I have the exact amount. My recollection was approximately $37,000, something in that vicinity.
I mean, I find that interesting because Whitcomb's fee was $37,000 and Michael Best is more than double that, which, I mean, I understand it's not a item-for-item comparison, but they were in the same case, which was ultimately dismissed. So here the county, in a case that was ultimately dismissed, is paying both sides of attorney fees of well over $100,000, and this just continues. I think Judge Carroll did have a point with regard to the conflict based on the timing of cases that were happening in the county. I understand your position, but I think we need to be very vigilant about these fees, especially when we have outside counsel. And my final comment is with regard to Michael Best and Friedrich, which are in many cases on both sides of the aisle. I would like the Corp Counsel's office to make sure we have good firewalls in place and to be very vigilant about these fees, given the fact that this is significantly more than the sheriff's attorney charged. So I would just request that you do that and assure this committee that this representation doesn't leak over within that law office. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the original contract, I do see a line that says that it would be limited to a maximum of $50,000 unless later approved. Was that later approved by the board?
The contract was written using standard contract language. The anticipation was it would not exceed $50,000. But as you can see, the services in 1 month were $85,000. There was no way in the middle of the month for us to say stop work. They were in court multiple times during that month. So, no, there was no subsequent approval. This is the approval. Yeah.
I guess my
analogy, I guess, would be if we sign a contract for professional services for $50,000, not to exceed $50,000, which is consistent with the ordinance, to go repair the well, for example, or using a professional architect or something to repair something, and if halfway through the repair it turns out it's more than $50,000 and you have something that must be done, it's not like you have a choice about it, there's life in peril or properties being imperiled, you can't stop, you have to get it done. And so I analogize this to that. We were in the middle of a lawsuit with multiple court appearances in the same month. There was no opportunity for us to stop the work and seek additional approval. It had to get done. We couldn't do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share the same concerns as Supervisor Jersey. So how was Michael Best, correct? How was he chosen? And Are there any other attorneys with better prices? I mean, does he win all the time? Or?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, first of all, no attorney wins all the time. Secondly, they were chosen, again, as I said earlier, a couple of the attorneys there had experience in prior disputes with the sheriff's office and other sheriff's office over the constitutional authority of the sheriff, and we felt that was a key factor to bring into this case. So they had that experience. Are there other attorneys? Yes, there's an attorney at Gonzalez, Saggio & Harlan who we've been using for similar matters more recently. And so we're aware of that kind of dynamic. I recognize their hourly rate on this contract was similar to the hourly rate that Mr. Whitcomb charged. They just apparently put more time into it, but the rates were approximately the same. This is a large amount. There's no question about that, and we recognize that. We try to be cognizant of those things when we do contracts. But when you're in an emergency, what I consider an emergency situation, it's a little bit more difficult to do an RFP. You don't have time to do that and to survey the landscape. But we have tried, as an example more recently, when Sheriff Clark sued the Civil Service Commission, another case that's pending, we've gone to outside counsel for that case, to the Gonzalez Saggio firm, and are getting a better rate from them. So we are trying to be cognizant.
Anything else?
Thank you. Was there any discussion during the month of January when the contract was clearly going to go over, the amount was going to go over $50,000? Did anybody from Michael Best contact you, or is it just understood that they can charge what they're going to charge, even though the contract said $50,000? They say, wait, we're going over. We're going to need some authorization from somebody.
I know that I was not contacted. My guess is she wasn't either. I think the answer was they were told to do the work and to do the work. But if you have any comment on that.
And my suspicion would be if Michael Best didn't have a deep pocket client and they had gotten a $50,000 retainer and their fees got up to $85,000, there would be a call at some point saying, where is the next $35,000 coming from? Before I keep working.
Right. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Kimberly Walker, Corp Counsel. I did get a phone call from Michael Best at the point in which they were bumping up against the $50,000 threshold, but as Mr. Grady stated, we were in the midst of doing all the various court hearings, and so I think there might have been a misunderstanding on their part. They just assumed that it would be brought to the board and given the first 50 and then talking about the additional dollars that were being spent, and it would just all be brought down at one time. So when I learned of it, we were already at that $50,000 threshold.
Well, it's good to know they made that call.
Yes.
Supervisor Roman-Weiss.
I don't want to belabor it. I just, out of curiosity, do you know how the sheriff came about his attorney? How did he select that gentleman or that firm? Is this somebody that they've used in the past, or is it someone that we had on the list?
Mr. Chairman, I can't speak as to how the sheriff chose Mr. Whitcomb in this case. My understanding is that he has utilized him in the past. He feels very comfortable using him. He's a friend of his, and so I assume that's what he's done in, for this case, but I don't know for certain.
Okay.
We have a motion to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Committee.
I have one further question.
Go ahead.
Is there any way that we could take this out of the Sheriff's Department budget as opposed to the contingency fund? Anybody have any thoughts or comments on that?
I've done before, but it's more of the prerogative of Corp Counsel and their confidence in their ability to do that. I think they were on sound ground with the Whitcomb attorney was actually hired by the sheriff, is my understanding, so that's why it was charged directly to the sheriff's office. So we could charge it to them, it's just built them out net.
Jim, what do you want me to get? deficits when we're acting like this.
Supervisor Norman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, I think we knew when we passed the 2012 budget that the sheriff was going to have a deficit because he doesn't feel as if he needs to follow, you know, the budget that was set for him. And I think this point kind of, you know, strengthens that argument. And so I would be very interested in, despite the deficit, still filling in the sheriff's department. I think in regards to several matters, you know, these things could have been worked out, and that wasn't even an option. In regards to the Christian Citizen Decree and then DHHS running the sheriff's medical and mental health services, there was options. There was still conversations taking place and that, you know, this is important and we get the bill. And so I don't, you know, I don't think this sets a very good precedent. What if every department within Milwaukee County decided that they were going to go ahead and hire their own attorney and they were going to go ahead and handle their own litigation? Where would we be financially?
Mr. Mansky?
It would be my recommendation that you take the money out of the contingency fund. If you transfer the expense or the responsibility over to the sheriff's department, under the rules that we have, they would have to sign off on the check request to make the payment to Michael Best. And if they don't sign off on the check request, then we can't pay the bill. So if they have any disagreement with the bill or don't want to make the bill payment, that will be back to you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On that topic, I would posit that if we want to start taking a look at actions like that in the future, maybe it would be better to simply create a policy going forward so that if there are other departments in the future other than just the Sheriff's Department that we ever have this issue with, we know exactly how to handle it and don't have to look at every case on a case-by-case basis to determine which department should pick up the costs. That's certainly a topic for another day, but I wanted the thought to be out there for the pleasure of the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor.
I think we're all, you know, when I said gradually, I don't think we have a choice to go to the gas to come out of contingency because of the special circumstances. In this case, and I don't think it's going to happen in the department because I think on our emergency corporation council, that's what's created for to take cases from Milwaukee County for our departments. As you heard, Grady, our attorney, say that he didn't agree with the court decision of Judge Carroll that they had a conflict of interest in the court. They could not. They didn't have any choice. The corporation counsel could not litigate this case. They had to hire outside attorney. So how much of the stuff we discussed, but, you know, it is what it is right now. We're ready to have to do this. But I think that we've had a special situation, the sheriff. We all know he's a constitutional officer. This was a special case because it said he would be individual thing, he had right to counsel, and then we were in a situation, the judge told us we're in a conflict, our corporation counsel didn't agree, but that was a decision here. So I guess if this comes up again, we might need to challenge this, because the corporation counsel represents all the departments. That's their job creation, that's their job description. So this is a quirk, an unfortunate incident here, and I think we're all interested in making sure this doesn't happen in the future, but I don't think we have any choice as far as this individual is concerned. So that would be my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for concurrence. We can just share with you today's recommendation. If no other comments or concerns, I see none. I'm quick to respond to it.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Joseph?
I wish to express the outrage of the taxpayers before I vote aye.
Thurston?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanton? Stamper?
Aye.
Collins?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 9-0.
Supervisor Jersey, was that an aye? Did you express
Well, someone needs to express the outrage of the taxpayer. $100,000 for a dismissed case that we have to then pick up the bills.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody's got to express outrage, and the sheriff should not do that again.
And you could have voted no.
Well, I could have voted no, but that doesn't help with the payment of the bills.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you all. Number 13.
That's 200 pounds.